crazy start to the fifth season of Pro Kabaddi in Hyderabad. We've welcomed new teams. We've had celebrities singing the national anthem. There's new rules, new format tweaks. But it's been really about the old guard, mainly standing strong so far. Sahel, how have the first few days gone for you?
Yeah, just incredible. I mean, I'm into day three of a three-month-long season. I've almost lost my voice already. It's a true testament to the quality of Kabaddi we've been seeing. And just fantastic to see new teams come in and really announce themselves from the get-go, but also see the old teams rise to the occasion and new old teams that are performing in game one, like Dabang Delhi.
So to Friday night, the big start, India gripped as ever, the whole razzmatazz, it's all going on. Nerves, of course, for the Tamil Tulivas, their first ever Pro Kabaddi game. They lost 32-27. They were in an early lead, though, so it wasn't all negative.
Yeah, it wasn't all negative. And actually, the first half, in the end, belonged to the Telugu Titans. But they allowed the Tulivas back into the second half. And the Tamil Tulivas have to take plenty from that encounter, because to come back strong on their debut with a really young side, it will take them time for everyone to come together, for them to gel, to play as a unit. But it started to come together pretty quickly, and that's a good sign for them. And Prapanjan looks a much better raider than he did when he was with Umumba. So that's a good supporting act for Ajay Thakur as well. And that was a big concern coming into the season.
And Ajay Thakur, we were saying there was going to be, you know, a lot of pressure loaded on him. How did you feel he performed? Obviously, he was actually outscored, like you say, by Prapanjan.
Yeah, I mean, I think we expect big things from him. But let's not forget that what brings the best out of Ajay Thakur is when he's got a support to sort of shoulder himself on usually. And he doesn't have that at the Tamil Tulivas. And that's a big concern. Whenever he's had to play under Anup Kumar or play under Manjeet Chilla, Manjeet didn't bring the best out of him. But when he plays under a good leader, we see the best of Ajay Thakur. And we're not seeing that perhaps yet. But it's also a great opportunity for someone like him to step up as a leader and take that opportunity. So hopefully that will come to the fore for the Tulivas going forward.
And Rao Chowdhury, 50% success from his raids, 10 points for the match. Nilesh Solanki, we know how good he can be. He picked up 7 points. But their defence seemed to be impressive for the Titans also.
Yeah, that was a night that really was Rahul Chowdhury who came to the fore straight away. And yet again, he's got the partner in crime in Solanki, who's getting better and better with every season. Yeah, 10 points Rahul Chowdhury to open his account, to open Vivo Pro Kabaddi Season 5. And that was pretty big because, you're trying to re-establish yourself as this poster boy, as this massive raid machine, as he's being touted. But, to do it in front of your home crowd, it was a big showing to open the account. And also a statement of intent versus a debutant side like the Tamil Tulivas.
And, of course, the Tamils were constantly chasing the game. What did you feel was the difference? What was missing for them?
Just experience. I mean, this is the youngest side in Pro Kabaddi. They've got plenty of debutants in the side. They've got lots of youngsters who are coming together for the first time. So, you're on the big spotlight for the first time as a unit. And while you could practice and practice and train hard and train hard and train hard, you can't train for the occasion. You can't train the nerves for what's to come when you're suddenly playing up in front of millions on television and so many thousands in the stands. So, you know, it's first game nerves for a new side, and that's going to sort of shake itself off as the season wears on.
And, of course, Telugu have the opening home leg. So they then continued on to face Patna Pirates, which is always a nice early game, and a six-point loss. Was that expected from your point of view?
Yeah, actually, I didn't quite expect that, because I think given the side that Patna picked this time, they didn't have the support for Pradeep Narwal. And I'll tell you what, it shouldn't have gone that way either. And sadly, in the chase for the mighty 500 glorious points, Rahul Chaudhry's greed and a little bit of the ego and selfishness kicked in. And I don't like using these harsh words normally, but it is exactly that kicked in as captain. And he let the team down. He put himself ahead of the team and pretty much lost that game for the Telugu Titans versus the Patna Pirates. That was a game they had in the bag. They should have won because they had a pretty sizable lead going into the half, and they were only improving on that, but then just handed the game on a platter to the Patna Pirates, and Pradeep Narwal took it with both hands.
And I was going to say, he didn't have any support, but Pradeep Narwal, 15 points for the match.
Yeah, phenomenal. I mean, he didn't have support, but he didn't quite need it on the night, and that's going to be the big concern for Patna going forward, is that he doesn't seem to have too much support in the raid department this season. But when you've got a guy who can bring you points with ease and in a jiffy when you need it, I mean, you don't have too many issues. And their defense looks pretty organized. But Pradeep Narwal is a special talent. He is an outstanding talent.
And Manu Goyat, he got 8 points for Patna as well. So, you know, some element of point support from him.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good, actually. And again, this is another man from the services. They've gone heavy with the services lads. And these are guys that train all year round. Because obviously they go back to their services is a sect and in a public sector of India where you are obviously providing to the government, you're training hard, you are waking up at 4 a.m. every morning, and you know you are really really one of the fittest guys on court. So they've invested in the lads from the services, the entire Patna Pirates. So that's helping them out because they look high quality and really lean and pretty mean.
Moving on to Telugu's third and final game so far, it was actually last night against Bengaluru Bulls. We said Bengaluru might be a bit lightweight in attack, but it didn't prove like that. And for the Telugu fans, if they haven't seen the action so far, they're currently 1-3, which is a pretty shocking home record. Bengaluru started the campaign with style, pick up the five first points from their first match, and it was all about the Kumars for Bengaluru.
Yeah, absolutely, and two very good Kumars as well. Ajay Kumar was the emerging star of season 4 of Pro Kabaddi with the Jaipur Pink Panthers, and he was one of the men instrumental in taking them to the final. And he continued that good form to support Rohit Kumar, who we all know is just phenomenal. I mean, we call him Baby Anoop for a reason, and he just goes about his business in a very simple manner, likes to pick up individual points, solitary points, and comes back without any fuss. And then he picked up a few 2-point raids as well, and Rohit Kumar just led from the front. He got the best out of Ajay Kumar as well. He used him fantastically. He had, I think at the end of the game, Rohit Kumar had 16 raids in total and Ajay Kumar had 17. So it goes to show you that he's not a selfish raider. He wants to share the responsibility. But what I loved was Rohit Kumar had himself raiding in the do or die raids quite often. And that was brilliant to watch because he backed himself and came up trumps.
Why is he so lethal?
Well, he keeps it simple. I think he sticks to the basics. He plays on the balk line. Doesn't look to go too deep into court, and he lures defenders towards him. And all he wants is 1 point out of the raid. He doesn't want more than that. And that's what he does so well. He stays on court, and he keeps it very simple.
We've obviously spoken about the excellent raiding from the Bulls there, but 10 tackle points to 4 also speaks volumes. Also, the tackling of the Bulls seem to make a huge difference and sneak them past Telugu.
Yeah, remember, Rahul Chaudhary has never had a Super 10 versus the Bengaluru Bulls in the history of the Pro Kabaddi League. So psychologically, they maybe had an edge coming into this one. It's a very different Bengaluru Bulls setup, though, I must add. But it's a young setup that is playing together. And while they may not have the big stars, apart from maybe Ravindra Pahal on the right corner, they've got a team that is really, really, really working together, very cohesive defensive unit, and they are pouncing as a pack, and that's what's important.
So what is going wrong for the Titans?
No, I think they've got a good team on paper. Rakesh Kumar has been really good for them as a defender, but they're lacking in the captaincy department, sadly, at this point. They need to make tough decisions. If Rahul Chaudhary's picked up 2 raid points from 10 raids, they need to take him out of the game for a while and bring in and release Mohsin Maqsoodloo, which is what they did yesterday for a bit. The Iranian was really sublime when he did come on, and they just underutilized him. They have defenders like Vinod Kumar who are just sitting in the wings rather than being on court when some of their defenders are struggling. And they're just not making the harsh calls when they need to make them.
You remember a team that have played multiple games as well. They've played a couple of games so far. So hell, we spoke about them soul-searching between Pro Kabaddi 4 and 5. And after the first game, at least, the soul-searching will have continued.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, a contrasting couple of days, but also because of the opposition they came up against. Umumba came up against the Puneri Paltan, and they look head and shoulders above the rest. They look like the best side in the competition at this point. You know, Umumba came into the contest with a chance on paper. I think they look a very balanced side. And I said in our first podcast that I fancied Pune and Bombay to be the two top sides in the entire league. And I'm glad I was proved a little bit right early, because Pune definitely looked like the top side in the competition. And Umumba look okay, but they were put to shame and absolutely battered by Pune, their neighbours, in that one.
Kashiling Adike, Shapir Bapu, Hadi Yoshtarak. Okay, we don't talk about him so much, but he's a player that's there and thereabouts. Why did those players not fire on their first game?
It was just the Pune defense. The Pune defense was rock solid. They took care of Umumba's raiders from every department and just left them with nothing. They came in with advanced tackles, and every defender is experienced in that lineup. So you don't need to give them time to come together. You've got Dharmaraj Chetlat and Sandeep Narwal, who are both sort of these massive rocks and massive just icons of defensive in defensive units in some sense. And then you've got Deepak Nivasota as a key all-rounder, and he captains his side so well. And on the left corner, you've got Girish Arnak, who's no slouch either. So it's a team that already knows how to play with each other. And you know, alongside each other, they look so strong already. But moving to Mumbai's second game, Dan, I think that's when the encouragement came back, because they started to look like the typical clinical Mumbai who were playing to their strengths of strategizing an encounter and not looking for advanced tackles, not looking to go hard early. And they made a couple of changes as well. They took Hadi Oshtrak, as you said, out of the equation, brought in young Surinder on the right corner, who was impressive in their first encounter versus the Puneri Paltan. And this suddenly brought back Umumba's ethos of playing hard, playing smart, and playing efficient.
And Haryana really, you know, they pushed them. It was, I know Umumba got away, but it was 29-28 in the end. But Kashiling Adike, the super raid, which kind of really turned things around for Umumba, it shows that when they get it right, they have got those players in support.
Yeah, I think firstly a mention to the Haryana Steelers, because it was a superb attempt, a seriously valiant attempt from the debutant side, and they ran them really hard. Going into the half, there was only one winner, really, and that was Haryana Steelers. But we know that Umumba is about coming back in the second half. But, I mean, firstly, with the Haryana Steelers, just really good to see that they do have the raiders. You know, that was the big concern, that they just had the two corners and that was it. But Surjit Singh stepped up. He's a really, really good man, and we all knew that. But they've also unleashed Vikash Khandola, and this is a man I want to see a lot more of. He's looked really quick on his feet, very, very nimble-footed and swift across the entire court. So he looked really good. But then coming back to the second half, Dan, and that's where, as you said, they sort of displayed that they do have the prowess, Umumba, because Kashiling Adike suddenly is playing like he isn't, you know, still with a hangover from Dabang Delhi. He's playing like he can express himself a bit more. He's playing with plenty of freedom, and clearly a mandate given to him by the coaching staff and Anoop saying, look, you go enjoy yourself, play freely, and we'll cover your back and come in with the easy, simple points.
And of course, the Haryana boys have got still the best named team in the league to come, well, up next, Gujarat Fortune Giants. Do you think they will go into that game with confidence?
Yeah, massively. I think Haryana will go into that perhaps being the favourites from what we've seen so far. But on paper, I do think the Haryana Steelers have the better side. But that will be the battle of the corners, because the best corner combination you might think is with the Haryana Steelers, with Surinder Nada and Mohit Chilla. But you might be wrong, because I think the best corner combination lies in Gujarat with Abozar Meghani and Fazal Atrachali. That is going to be absolutely devastating.
Can't wait to see Faisal play. I think he's such a brilliant player. So the last game we haven't spoken about yet, the last bit of action we haven't looked at, and it was a big game, JPP versus Dabang Delhi, and my team started badly.
Yeah, they did. And I did think it would go in the direction of Dabang Delhi, and it was sort of what we spoke about in our first podcast as well. Dabang Delhi looked very organized, and, you know, for the first time, they've added experience to their defensive ranks as well. They may not have Kashiling Adike or Selvamani in the mix, but they've got experience, and that has come through, and Miraj Sheikh is leading from the front. Delhi, for the first time in five seasons, have won their opening encounter of the league, and that says something about what they've added to their squad this time around. But yeah, coming to the Jaipur Pink Panthers, Dan, it was unfortunate, because I think they had it, for most part, covered through Manjeet Chilla and Selvamani in the first half. Then Selvamani got injured, and I think that was the turning point of that encounter.
And Manjeet Chilla, just the one tackle point, otherwise relatively quiet for him?
Yeah, very quiet night for Manjeet. The first half looked good because he didn't have to do too much. He played it very smart. But suddenly, after Selvamani's injury, he was required as a raider. And what that made sort of simple for the opposition was, if he's coming in as a raider, this is our chance to pounce, get him off court completely, and and then he has no impact as a defender. So the minute they blunted his attack and put him on the bench, he couldn't defend anymore, obviously, from the bench. So it just made things simple for the opposition, and they took advantage of it, and Dabang Delhi looked really good from there.
So, of course, Telugu, they've started really quite badly in the league so far. One win from three, that's only 6 points because of the heavy loss against the Bengaluru Bulls. How will Telugu really assess their first three games, and how do you assess? We've seen nine teams. Who's been the most impressive so far?
Well, I think it's safe to say that the Puneri Paltan have been the most impressive so far, really, and they were outstanding to watch. Honestly, they were just incredible to watch, and I'm looking forward to watching that side a lot more going forward. And it really, as I said earlier in our first podcast, Dan, just smart for them to retain Deepak Nivas Hooda over Manjeet Chhilla. You know, I said that time and time again. I was perhaps criticized for it earlier seasons for calling Deepak Nivas Hooda the world's number one all-rounder, but you can see exactly why now. So Puneri Paltan for me, head and shoulders above the rest. But you look at the Haryana Steelers and Umumba, they look pretty solid too. And then, of course, the Patna Pirates looking good after that win. But I think they still, if Pradeep Narwal is kept quiet somewhere, they might have a few issues. So I think it's Puneri Paltan leading the way after the first 3 days. They look like the top side so far in season five.
And in Pro Kabaddi, we big up the stars so much. But has there been a star that really hasn't, you know, lived up to the billing in the opening exchanges?
Yeah, well, I think one star has lived up to it, which is Rohit Kumar. We've seen actually other stars that have also lived up to it, like the likes of Surendra Nada, who came in with a high five, or even Miraj Sheikh. So a lot of the top billings have sort of done well. But I think the one man that's disappointed me after that first night has been Rahul Chaudhary. You know, he's got to start to put the team ahead of himself. Otherwise, don't captain the side. Do what Pradeep Narwal did in seasons gone by, where he comes in, just raids, sits at the back and does nothing else. But if you're there as captain, your responsibility also lies in taking the team over the line. And I think he's forgotten that a little bit, and he's playing to his own concerns. And that needs to change if the Telugu Titans' defense of sort of this surge towards the top four has to come back into the mix. And, you know, this time, yes, it's the top six, but I think the way they're going and how tight the league is, it will be difficult if they don't play as a unit.
We mentioned that the Fortune Giants take to the mat very, very soon against Haryana. And of course, UP also haven't played their opening game. They're coming up against Telugu Titans as the Titans finish off their home leg. And of course, we see Nitin Toma, the top purchase, for the first time. But how do you think, and I don't see it as being an issue for the likes of Toma because he's been there and done it, but how do you think waiting for such a long time to start your Pro Kabaddi season, how will that affect some of the less experienced players in those two teams?
Well, I think there's an advantage and a disadvantage, right? I mean, on the one side, you get a look at all the teams and what they bring to the table. And I think that really is a massive advantage because you're sort of sitting in the wings waiting and watching. But at least you get a gauge of what's to come. And that, I think, is quite a big one for the teams that are starting the league on a later date. But on the flip side, the teams that have played already have had time to sort of warm up to the crowd, warm up to the spotlight, warm up to each other and play as a unit and gel together. So there's two sides of the coin. And I think, you know, given that the Gujarat Fortune Giants are a new side with a new captain as well, it might just work in their favour to maybe just plan a bit better going into it.
We're nearly done. It's in and out time. And today it's an in and out of the perfect Kabaddi defence. 30 seconds condensed as to what makes up a perfect Kabaddi defence. Sahel, do you think you can do it?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
When you're ready, 30 seconds on the clock.
All right, here we go. Well, the perfect Kabaddi defense, firstly, we start with four defenders, which is two corners and two cover defenders. Now, the two corners are perhaps the pillars of the defensive unit. As you see with the Haryana Steelers, they've got the dynamic duo of Surendra Nada and Mohit Chhilla. But they are ably supported by the covers. And the cover defender, essentially, let's give you the combination. The right cover works with the left corner. The left cover works with the right corner. And as soon as a corner goes in with the ankle hold, the cover's role is to come in with a dash and make sure he's there for support. So that corner-cover combination has to work really well because it has to give time for the opposite corner to come around. So that's how the defensive unit works. It's amazing to watch the overview of it. When you watch the top shot of the defensive unit, they work like a pendulum in this C formation where they rise and drop backwards, luring the raider deeper in court. And it's an amazing sight to watch. And this is the most important aspect of the game. Raiders might win you matches. it's the defenders that win you titles.
As ever, wildly over 30 seconds, but we don't care because it's so informative. Fantastic. So that is how to have the perfect Kabaddi defence. Guys, it's been a blistering start to the Pro Kabaddi League. Sahel, I know you're absolutely shattered after 3 days of action, which says that after 138 games worth of action, you might be absolutely on your knees. But of course, we're going to have all the interviews, all the news, all the views and everything from the season. Don't forget, as me and Sahel are really excited about, we're on Audio Boom now. Check us out there. We're also, of course, on iTunes. Search In and Out Kabaddi or go to inandoutkabaddi.com where you can get the podcast. And of course, social media, Sahel.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can get in touch with us on our personal handles, but also on at In and Out Kabaddi on Instagram and Twitter as well. And I'm going to go out and get my voice insured pretty soon because it is a long season. For the next day and a half, I'm going to shut up and sit tight because I've got a day and a half to just recover before action gets underway yet again. But thanks, Dan, for another fun little chat. And we will be back shortly after the next few games that will definitely provide plenty of action, I'm pretty sure.
Bye for now.